Muslims believe that God has given the earth as a trust to humankind, and thus see themselves as God's representatives, God's vicegerent. Quran chapter 2, verse 30, chapter 6, verse 165. God's representative with a divinely mandated vocation to establish and spread God's religion, God's rule on earth. It is on the basis of how God's will in history is realized that a person will be rewarded or punished. Muslims see their community, Ummah, as a transnational community of believers, God ordained and guided, which is to spread the faith and institutionalize an Islamic order, a, if you will, Pax Islamica, Islamic peace, as the Romans had a Pax Romana, to create a socially just society. As the Quran, chapter 3, verse 110 says, "You are the best community ever brought forth for mankind, enjoining what is good and forbidding evil." Islam belongs to the family of great monotheistic faiths, the children of Abraham, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Again, when I was growing up, and for a good deal of my early career, one studied Judaism and Christianity here and talked about a Judeo-Christian tradition, and Islam was put with the other world religions. It was put with Hinduism, Buddhism, Confucianism, you name it. Very few talked about there being a Judeo-Christian Islamic tradition. But as many of you will recall from the Bible, Sarah, the wife of Abraham, grown old and childless, told Abraham to have a child with Hagar, her handmaid or servant. Abraham and Hagar had a son, Ishmael. Subsequently, to their astonishment, Sarah became pregnant and gave birth to Isaac. Now, fearing her son Isaac would be overshadowed by Ishmael, who was the firstborn son, that Ishmael would receive, as it were, the inheritance, the senior male of the family, the mantle of leadership, Sarah convinced Abraham to send Hagar and Ishmael away, and they made their way to Arabia. Jews and Christians traced their genealogy to Abraham through Sarah and her son Isaac. Muslims represent the other branch of the family, of the Abrahamic family, the family which descends from Abraham's son, Ishmael, and Sarah's handmaid, Ishmael's mother, Hagar. While specific and significant differences exist, all the children of Abraham share a profound monotheism, belief in the one transcending God, creator, sustainer, and ruler of the universe. This belief provides answers to the ultimate existential questions. Who am I? Why am I here? What should I be doing? Why does it matter? Why does it matter whether I'm moral or immoral, for example? All three faiths traditionally affirm a belief in angels, Satan, prophets, revelation, moral accountability and responsibility, divine judgment, reward and punishment, heaven and hell. Thus, for Muslims, Islam is the fulfillment and completion of God's earlier revelations to the biblical prophets of Judaism and Christianity. Indeed, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Mary are central in Muslim scripture and popular piety and practice, and indeed in naming Ibrahim, Abraham, Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, Maryam, Mary. One of my Muslim friends has two sons, Musa and Isa, Moses and Jesus, representing in his own family, the Judeo-Christian Islamic family. Islam has had also a significant impact on world affairs. It is a dynamic religion that interfaces and at times competes with other faiths. In contrast to belief in the separation of church and state, Islam for many Muslims represents a more comprehensive worldview in which religion and society, faith and power, are closely bound and intertwined.